How long does it take you to do one of the big walls, say 10 foot by 9 foot, that sort of thing?
Well, it depends. You see, there's a lot of preparation. Let's assume that you prepare your boxes. At this point, I do. Whereas before, picking them up, they were different sizes. Mm. Now, the wall here at the Tate was the first wall ever sold, and they're different sizes, and they were never made. They were picked up. They were fruit boxes, liquor boxes, all sorts of things. Now, first you ensemble them, and you take care of them. Then you get your woods. And then somehow, in your subconscious, when you get enough of this and enough of that, then you paint them, and you sort of nurse yourself with them. And then putting them together is not as difficult. Mm. It really, the preparation takes more time than putting them together.
Mm. Do you work on one of the walls at a time?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what would it be, a month's work, 2 months' work?
Well, yes. And sometimes more and sometimes less. It depends on the wood you have. It depends on the size of the boxes. And it is like everything else. Sometimes it goes like a lark and sometimes it doesn't. And you kind of stop in midstream. And candidly, with all of my experience, I have never quite finished a wall or anything without kind of sagging a little in the middle. It is funny. It's something like an energy gives way, and then you pick up again. But it's getting better, actually.
Do you find sometimes that you're brought to a stop when working on a wall because the sort of pieces that you want aren't there in the house and that you have to wait until you find
more? That happens, too, because, say, for instance, certain size forms belong to a certain size box. And if you don't have them, well, you just can't do anything about it, because if you use smaller forms, it isn't quite right. Mm. On the other hand, you see, there are a lot of leeways, because I've used boxes within boxes. There's so many ways when you're acquainted with these things. If you take a box, say, and you break it up, you have a lot of interesting shapes right there. Mm. And you never can really superimpose, because the woods are never quite the same. They're seasoned differently. Sometimes you find boxes, I have found this on the street, where they're already half circles. It's unbelievable, but it's true. Through weathering or something, they have taken on the form, but they can be very exciting.